Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, talking with Candace Barnes of the Franklin County FFA chapter out of Georgia. And Candace, the winner of the 2012 Poultry Production Entrepreneurship Placement SAE. And Candace, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And Candace, let's talk a little bit about that SAE that led you to become a proficiency winner.
Okay, actually we have a 6 broiler house farm. It is 40 by 500. We probably produce an average flock of 5 flocks per year. We get them the day they're hatched and keep them till they're 49 days old. We're actually contracted through Fieldale Farms, and they contract the feed and the chickens. Pretty much we just house them, but we keep them, and we run a drug-free operation, so they get no vaccines, no hormones. So it's a really good operation. I'm very proud to be a part of it.
And the theme of this 85th convention is grow. So on that note, how have you seen both yourself and your enterprise grow since you first started?
I've seen it grow a lot. Actually, I want to be an ag teacher, so this FFA and everything about it has grown me to be the person I am. I really think if I didn't get involved in sixth grade, then it wouldn't turn out as much. It does keep me on the right track, make sure my grades are up, because it does help you. And I've gotten so many scholarship opportunities, and it's just a really, really good thing to be a part of.
And you know, you mentioned wanting to be an ag teacher, but college and career-wise, how do you think the skills that you gained throughout the course of this SAE will help you?
Me being an ag teacher, I think it'll actually help me. If anybody wants to do this again, I'll have more experience and more be able to tell them better how to fill out a proficiency and be there and know that they can count on me to do anything, especially poultry CDs. And I did livestock and placed 7th in the nation last year. So I always try to do as much of CDs as I can so I could be the best ag teacher I could be.
And, you know, certainly kind of an uphill battle to get to the place of a national proficiency winner. Is there anyone you'd like to thank for their help along the way?
I would greatly appreciate my parents, Brian and Vivian Barnes, and my ag teachers, Kel Watkins, Gary Minyard, and Owen Thomason, and my friend for always supporting me, Kelly Blevins.
That's Candace Barnes of the Franklin County FFA chapter out of Georgia, the Poultry Production Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency, sponsored by Tractor Supply Company and Tyson Foods. From the 85th National FFA Convention, I'm Spencer Chase.